Nottoway Valley OM boys basketball coach Jeremy Blake is with us as they take on Martinsdale St. Mary's tonight. Coach, what are some of the things you'll need to do well against the Blue Devils to be able to have a good outcome?
Biggest thing is just making sure we're rebounding the ball and playing good defense. They're a scrappy group of kids. They're not afraid to shoot from the three. So that's something that we just got to make sure we're guarding that three-point line. And making sure that we're getting back in transition as well, because they will, in transition, they are not afraid again to launch those threes. And then limiting them to one shot. As long as we can limit them to one shot and we clear the rebound, I think that will help us out a ton. And then making sure in our press we're in the right spots to create havoc for them. The more I think we can create havoc for them in our press, the better off that's going to be for us.
Your squad's coming off a competitive game, a loss to Bedford on Tuesday night. What were some of the positive takeaways from that one?
Just the grit we had. There was a couple of times that they pushed the lead. In the second half, they were up at 11 points at one point in time in the third quarter. And going into the fourth quarter, we're only down 2 points. So that was a huge thing to have, is that grit there. Them trying to find ways to make sure we're putting ourselves in the position to win the game. And credit to Bedford. They had some guys that don't normally hit shots from outside, knocking in shots from outside. So, credit to those guys. And that's on me a little bit, too, of not giving those guys as much credit as I probably should have. But just looking at the shooting stuff and their stats and everything. But then, like I said, our guys battled and competed, Bedford is a good team, and so are we, so it was a great game. I'm sure from a fan standpoint, it was a great game to watch with just how hard both teams were playing. So there's things that we can hang our hat on onto that side of things. We talked that halftime in that game was, we were almost even on offensive rebounds, and three-pointers for them and us were almost even, too, at that point in the game, so it's just cleaning up some little things that we just needed to fix in that. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that in that second half. And like I said, the no-quit part of it all, we kept battling and we kept fighting. So that was a big deal to me when we continued to battle through in that second half.
You guys do have quite a bit of experience. You've got some seniors leading the way. Tell us about some of the core guys in your rotation there that are off to a good start to the season.
Yeah, Boston Duvall, Avery Phillippe, are the big returners for us there, and those guys have been leading us. I've really challenged them to be able to affect the game in other ways than just scoring. So those guys are in the top parts of our team in rebounds and assists, which is a huge emphasis for me this year, especially for those two, is getting that ball to their teammates, because that's can open up the game for them ultimately. And then the other side of that, Dawson Nelson, he's come on really, really strong to start the year. I know he wasn't happy about his performance on Tuesday night against Bedford, but I know he'll bounce back tonight in our game against Martinsdale, St. Mary's. But he's been really, really good all over the place, both sides of the floor, offensively, defensively, for us. Doug Berg is another one. Having him out this year, the kid's lightning quick, has good anticipation on the defensive end, able to shoot gaps and be able to get a hand on a ball and a deflection and somebody else may be stealing it or he gets the steal. And then him on the offensive end and getting downhill and getting to the rack. And then creating open looks for shooters or dump downs for guys for layups. He loves to be able to get his teammates involved with what he's doing. Paul Berg, a sophomore for us in the starting lineup, gives us a lot of length. He's getting much better and more confident about finishing around the basket, something that we talk about a lot in practice, and just building the confidence in him on that side of things. I have two O-line kids that come off the bench for me right now, Tyson Ross and Jace Davidson. Both guys bring different things to the table. Both are good rebounders for us. Tyson's really good around the basket area out to 15 feet. Jace is an offensive juggernaut at times. He's really good in practice. I just need him to get us going on or get him going in the games and everything. So it's stuff I got to keep building his confidence there. Blake Lund is another kid that comes off the bench for us, brings a ton of energy and physicality when we need that physicality from him, and then finishes everything around the rim. Good rebounder for us, just has to continue to find other ways to box kids out and go get the ball, and then get that thing out of there for in transition stuff there. So those are the main guys that I have in that rotation. Mason Wilson is another one for me that gets in there, who, again, like we talked about in the preseason, sometimes stats don't show what he brings. His energy that he brings to the court is huge for us. So like I said, those are our main guys that I roll with night in and night out. So for me, it's just continuing to build those guys and build the confidence and that chemistry with those guys.
Obviously, I know your focus is on Martinsdale St. Mary's, and I hate to ask you about anything beyond that, but you do have an interesting matchup looming on Saturday back in your old stomping grounds. It's going to be a big holiday event as you take on Atlantic, so I'm sure you're excited for that one.
Yeah, I definitely am on that one, too. Last year, I was more nervous, I'll be honest with you, just because, you know, don't know what the reaction is going to be from the kids, the parents, fans, everything there. And they were great. So this year it's not as nervous with them. I know they're going to be a tough group, tough team. I know their record doesn't show it right now, but I know that Coach Hall is going to have those guys ready to go. Last year, if I remember correctly, they had beat Lewis Central the night before and then came in and took it to us, and that kind of got them on a roll a little bit there. So I'm hoping that we don't have that happen again this year. But, you know, I still want those kids in that program to still have success. You know, I cheer for them. I check their stats. I talk to those guys still all the time. The only night I won't cheer for them is on Saturday night. And after the game's over with, I'll be back to being their biggest fans and everything. So, but it'll be fun. It's an exciting thing, you know, what we're doing with the charity stuff and our ugly sweaters and all that stuff. So it should be a very fun game and hopefully a really exciting environment for us to play in.
Yeah, have you got your wardrobe all picked out?
Oh, yeah. Got it all ready to go. All right. I'm excited for that. It won't be quite as good as what our girls' coaches did last year. Our girls' coaches were awesome with what they did last year. So it won't be up to that standard, but it'll be better than what we wore last year when we just had ugly sweaters. We got some different ones. We have a whole outfit, is what I will say, without giving too much away for that. So.
Coach, good to talk to you. We'll see you on Thursday.
Sounds good.
It's Jeremy Blake, the Nottoway Valley OM boys basketball coach. When we return, the starting lineups will come your way on 96.5 KSOM.